a second? You sure you're not busy? I know you're working from home today. Okay?
No, it's okay. I can just sit here on your bed. You just stay there, do your thing. That's fine. I will take a drink of this, though. You made this and you didn't ask me if I wanted any. You're a terrible flatmate. You really are. Considering that I unloaded the dishwasher this morning, the least you could do is make me coffee. Anyway, I have a quick question for you. And, okay, well, two things. I've been working on my audios and, having a little trouble with one in particular, because I feel, lately, I haven't lost my mojo, but I feel a little unsure of my, allure, should I put it that way? I'm not feeling entirely convinced that I can drive a guy crazy with my voice and just saying things to him. I know it's what I do, but see what's happened, and this is partially your fault, and this is why I'm bringing this to you. Because, you know, part of sexiness is being just attractive in general, right? The idea that you're desirable for more than just, you know, you are the whole package kind of thing. Yeah, that you're the whole thing is very sexy. There's a lot of build up because it's just voice. So you can't rely on visuals or tactile sensations or anything like that. So you have to present this image in the guy's mind of the perfect woman for him, you know, a woman that he would love to fuck, right? That's, yeah. And I've been, to be honest, lately I've really lost confidence in that. Yeah. Yes, I know it would seem like our conversation last week would only enhance that feeling in me, but in fact it did the opposite. So, I'm not still angry. No, I was, clearly. Maybe it was just the way you said it or something, but when I threw the box of Columbo DVDs at you, yeah, that I was mad. I admit it, because it's not like I'm not flattered that you wanted us to have a friends with benefits type of thing. Or a flatmates with benefits type of thing. You know, yes, you itemized my physical attractiveness quite well. But basically saying that you don't want a relationship with me, whoa. I admit that threw me, because, you know, you're kind of saying that you don't like me enough to want to take this any further than just somebody you fuck when you're horny, right? But no, don't give. I'm not here to drag up anything. I'm really not. I'm okay. I get it. That's what you want. That's fine. That's, you know, it's not for me, and that's completely fine. and we can, you know, we can still live here together, and I won't throw anything at you anymore, and we're cool. Really, it's cool. But it has kind of made me feel a little less than, you know? Like, you know, why don't you want to, you know? Don't answer. I'm not asking for an answer. I'm just saying that it's thrown me a little bit that you want to fuck me, but, you know, and like out of context completely, you don't want to have any emotional connection to me at all. You just want to stick your cock in my face whenever you're horny. That's what you think would be the ideal situation here in this apartment. That you can just, you know, come home on a bad day, put your books down, and then just whip that cock out and stick it in my face. You know, for a lot of people, that's called a relationship. But for you, you want all of it right up until the point of no relationship. You want to then just pretend we're friends after that. And so, it threw me, because obviously that's a personal statement you're making about how you feel about me personally. You know, you just want a mouth or a pussy or an ass or whatever just available to you when you come home. And yeah, I know. I sound like I'm getting angry. I'm not angry. I'm trying to ask you, my friend, for some help. Okay? I'm trying to ask for some help, because I get it. Totally, that's where you're at, and no problem. So what I'm asking for specifically is, maybe I have some ideas for an audio that I want to do, but I'm feeling doubtful that this is, I don't want to make a fool of myself. I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to start putting stuff out there as if some guy is going to want me, you know, for his girlfriend, or God forbid, you know, anything more, you know. I don't want to put that out there if I'm really like not attractive in that way to people, to guys, just not you, just guys, you know, to just general generic penis guy, you know, person with cock kind of thing, you know. So yeah, that's where I'm at. That's it right there. So I thought, I wonder if, since you have said that you are like completely okay with us fucking, I assume then that you would be okay with a very non-emotional, non-involved, no romance, no nothing kind of tutorial with me, kind of, not a tutorial, like a dress rehearsal of an audio, just so I can go through the paces and sort of get some feedback and see how things go, and you can tell me if this would get you off or not, if you were listening. So, do you think you'd be up for that? Or is that, so I think it's pretty close to what you want from me, is no strings attached, kind of just animal rutting. That's kind of what I think you want. So you would be okay with that? Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's good. Good. So, what I thought was, I'm just going to take some more drink here. I'm going to drink all your, yeah, okay. Okay, so what I thought was, why don't you come here and lie down on the bed? You do look really good today. Just saying, you do. You look really good. No, I like this shirt. I like the way it's a good fit for you. It suits you. I like just Yeah. Just kind of tracing that little bit of skin just on the underside of your collarbone. Yeah, this is my sexy voice. This is me being Eve, so yeah, so this is what Eve would do. Just run my finger down your top button here and just pop it open. Run my finger down your chest. I'm just admiring you. Liking what I see and what I feel. Slipping my hand under the fabric and and do you like it when I run my little finger over your nipple? A lot of guys really like that. Makes their cocks twitch. How about the other one? What if I just tease your nipple like that? Oh, you feel that in your cock? What about my nails down the middle of your chest? What about that? Does that feel good? Let's get some more of these buttons undone. There we go. I'll just slide a little closer here on the edge of the bed. Now, why don't you put your hands up over your head and, wow, that's a really nice look. Like you're just waiting for whatever I'm gonna do to you. You are. I get breathless looking at you sometimes. Just, you are exactly my type. Physically, even just, I really like your build. So do you think, guys would like that if I just kind of just ran my hands all over their chest and just talked about how much I like them, how much it kind of takes my breath away? And what if I leaned closer to them, just by their ear, got really close like this, and started whispering about, I have no idea what I get thinking about them. It's okay if I nibble your ear a little bit, isn't it? Just because I like to make those wet sounds in the audio, and just lick your neck, kiss it. And you think that would be good for guys listening if I then straightened up and just started running my hand down there? Their bulge like this, feeling their cock and balls through their pants. You think they'd like that? If I just cupped their balls and their cock, oh, and just ran my palm up down, feeling the whole length of them through their pants. You think they'd like that? Because I find that very erotic, you know. It's hard to describe, just in a one-way audio. It's hard to describe that feeling of just fondling a guy, you know, just out of pure appreciation for what he has between his legs. How wet it makes me, and how much it makes me respond. Just knowing that there's this hard cock under there that could fuck me. I think guys would like that. And actually, at this part, I would probably start describing what I was wearing. Because, you know, it's not visual, so. And guys are visual, as well as auditory, I guess. Oral, I guess. I would describe my big tit. In fact, I would probably say that I'm topless, so I'm gonna just take this top off. You don't mind, do you? Just for the sake of the audio, you know, just so I can experience the full. There we go. The full sensation of, you know, it gives me the idea sometimes of when I look down and I see myself stroking a big cock like this, and then I see my own big, big tent just out, pink nipples getting hard. Makes me think of all the things I could say. So would you like this? This would sound good to you. Immersed you in this sensation of just touching you and just flattening my palm out and just running it up and down your cock while my tits are out. As usually, I would also start adding other elements to the audio, maybe like implying some kind of relationship, like that we're together. This is how I welcome you home from a long day at the office, or a bad commute or something, that I'm just here waiting for you in all kinds of positions and various degrees of undress, just waiting for you. So then when you come home, I can comfort you and take away your stress. I really like that. I like to imagine this kind of incredibly potent sexual relationship with a guy that I'm just crazy about. And a lot of guys like the idea of having me for their girlfriend. Not you, of course, but, I mean, other guys. So, I think that would work. Especially if I just went up here and, work this zipper down. Reveal. It's one of my favorite parts of an audio, is that moment when the cock springs out. And, oh, wow. Yeah. You don't mind if I touch you like this, do you? Just wrap my hand around your shaft and nestle my palm on your balls a little bit and jiggle them a little bit. Oh, they're so thick. So veiny, so thick. Very hard. Very nice. You know, it gives me some ideas, actually, about, no, stay there, I'm just gonna straddle you. Just tuck your cock up under there, and that's nice. I'm just gonna press down on you a little bit so that my crotch just kind of pushes your dick against you. Kind of traps him there. And I'm just gonna set up nice and tall so you can see my tits. If I wiggle my hips a little bit, I can feel the tip of your cock against my clit. Oh, even through my panties, I can feel it. Can you feel it? Are you sensitive enough to feel my clit? With the head of your cock, can you feel what you're rubbing against? It feels so good. Doesn't it? It's just warm pleasure. Just, you see, every once in a while, I like the idea, and some of my listeners, of using a guy for my own pleasure. Like, not in a bad way. You know me, I'm not into anything bad. But just making him my toy. My willing toy, but my toy, you know? Like, having him lie here between my legs like this, and I just get to use him. Make him very submissive to me, in a way. You know I like masculine men like you. But the idea of a masculine man just submitting to my will is very sexy. Oh, fuck. Making you weak. Because of what my body's doing to you. Oh, fuck, I love it. Like, with your hands up over your head like that, and I should just... I could just bend down and... I could bring my lips so close to yours that I'm breathing into your mouth almost and whispering against your lips. And as I gyrate my hips. Your cock is getting harder the more my pussy just grinds into it. I guess sometimes when I feel the way I feel about you, for a man, when a man just turns me on almost beyond reason, when I find myself thinking about him all the time, when I can get off only thinking about him, there's just something so fucking delicious about just... riding him, even fully clothed, just climbing on top of him, having him beneath me, looking up at me with these eyes. Yes, that look in your eyes, that look of excitement and anticipation and lust. Oh, God, you like being used for my pleasure. And do you think if you were listening to something like this, it could get you hard? Get you touching yourself? Yeah, I know you want to touch my tits, I know, but see, the listener can't touch me, so for authenticity's sake, I think we should stick to hands-free, if you know what I mean. You let me do all the touching. Run my hands down your chest again. Up along your neck. Run into your hair. Why only your girlfriend could kiss you. The way only someone who loves you could kiss you. I know you don't want this, I know. I know you don't. But a lot of guys would. So, for their sake. Kiss you like we're in love. Moving my hips. Yeah. Rocking back and forth. God, you feel so good. You're such a good toy. You've heard my audios. You know what I'm famous for. Cock worship. So, I know it's a little intimate for just flatmates, but it would really help me out if I could maybe work on my cock worship technique with you, and you can maybe give me some feedback if you would like it. If you would enjoy having a girlfriend like me, just settling between your legs and pushing your thighs apart so I can get better access, and running my nails along the inside of your thighs. All of it. I like everything you've got. And how it just makes my mouth water, actually, looking at it and imagining being able to just muscle my face against your cock.
Bearing your face and your balls.
See, a lot of guys would love to have a woman like this in their life. Just adores them. Wants to smash her face into their junk. So I like to describe it really thoroughly because I love doing it. That's real. All of that is real. I just love. And, you know, when I'm with a guy, when I'm loved by somebody,
never gets a break for me, just, you know, never gets a break. No, just, I'm always touching him. Kissing him, feeling him, sneaking a feel when we're on public transit or we're in a shop or something. I'm always sneaking a feel if I can. The movie theaters, and got my hands in his pants, and, you know. So, and then, of course, there's always the. So do you think this would turn a guy on? If I sucked his cock like this. God, you taste good. It's too bad I can't use you in audio, like for real, you know. Well, they'd hear you. I guess going by what's happening right now means anything. There's no way you'd be able to stay quiet. Listen to you moaning as I suck you. I mean, unless we did some kind of couples audio or something. I think you're too shy for that, aren't you? Yeah. And you don't want to be a couple. So there's that problem, too. So at this point, I usually describe. Swishing my hair around and letting it just kind of tickle your legs. Or I describe how my head bobs up and down on your cock. How I really get into a blowjob. How much I love it. Or I like to see if I can go all the way down. And, so sometimes, guys really like it if I tell them that I want them to come. If I tell them how much I want their come. If I say, come for me. I want your come. While I'm sucking them like this. If I say, please. Suck my mouth and just drain your balls into me. Right down my throat. Yeah. Sometimes they want to count down or help. You think you'd like that? Would you like a countdown? Okay. How close are you? Can I start at 5? Are you that close? Mm.
back. .com. Four. Oh, please. Please come. Three. Oh, I want you to come. Oh, God, I need it. Two. Oh, God, I wanted this for so long. Give me a come. One. Okay, that's great. Oh, wow. That's really helpful. Thank you. Yeah. I think I got a really good idea now of what I need to do. So, awesome. Okay. Cool. All right. So, I'll let you get back to work. And it's your turn to cook tonight. Okay. Bye.